All right, welcome everybody back to the Smart Offer Sales Kit portion of the Path to Purchase. Today is going to be a little shorter, and we're going to break these into smaller sections. We're really just going over Pamela Wilson's materials for this Smart Offer Sales Kit course that she created. We're going to talk a little bit about how it fits into the bigger picture, and we're just going to look at these worksheets. They're very self-explanatory, so I won't walk through them step by step, but I will help you understand how these fit into the larger picture. So we're starting with the worksheet, Create a Payment Page That Converts. So a payment page is that spot where people type in their credit card. It's the last point before they become a customer. And because of that, in a lot of ways, it feels like, if you've ever like gone down some stairs and then the last stair is a tiny, tiny bit taller, so it feels a little stumbly. It's that same idea. It's sort of the least safe feeling step. And so you want to just take the extra few moments to make that feel really secure. Now, the number one kind of, best practice for this in general, it's why this course is called Path to Purchase. The number one thing you want to think about is making each of the steps in your path to purchase congruent. So things like, using the same colors, using the same fonts, using the same kinds of imagery, making sure people don't feel like they've been dropped in somewhere a little different or a little weird. So all of those things are just helpful just to let people know, okay, I'm on the same path. This feels consistent with the step I was just on. Nothing is setting off any alarm bells. So your payment page, that's where people will enter their credit card information. Sometimes there's an offer page that's midway. It depends on your system, your sales card or your shopping cart or whatever system you're using. And also, not every system lets you change every piece. So just change the pieces you can. And you can sometimes supplement this with things like if you know they clicked on the payment page, but then they didn't, you don't have a payment, which is pretty easy to do in your email marketing system. If you have a pretty good system, you can send them again another path that's just along the lines of, let me know if you have any questions, let me know if anything, is sort of not feeling like this is right for you. If I can answer any questions, I'll be happy to. And we'll talk about that in our following week, which is going to be our sales page, our sales conversion email sequence. And that is, again, it's a path to purchase. It's really going to reinforce these messages that you're coming up with on the sales page and then on these additional payments, additional pages. So here's your payment page. And again, if you can only edit some of this, then just do what you can. If you can't edit every single piece, that's going to be okay. This is really about just making that feel as comfortable as possible. Also, the payment page is not the end of your relationship with this person. So if you make a sale, you're going to have follow-up emails. And if you don't make the sale, you're going to have follow-up emails. So they're not at the end of the path, and then it's just turn around and go back. This is a point in the path for this person with you. And I really would not advise, if they get here and don't buy, I wouldn't say, well, just unsubscribe them and get rid of them. Most people in your audience won't buy the first time they're presented with an offer. That's just reality. That's just how it goes in the digital world. And we actually have some resources if you did want to maybe reach out to somebody who clicked but didn't buy. So we have some resources for that as well. Okay. So here's our Smart Offer Sales Kit payment page worksheet. And this is like a normal, this is a normal payment page that most of us start with. This is Your shopping cart service or whatever service you're using has already to some degree optimized this. So it's included some things like 100% safe and secure with the credit card, the little, these are just images, is all they are. That is optimization, right? That's an important part of your optimization. So some of it's already built in, giving people options. Remember, we talked about having payment options. Those might be here. So secure checkout, this is optimization. So this page has already started off with some good elements just because your system has put some of those in there. And every little safety element we put in is helpful. Now, this one is optimized and it's going to give people basically more information when they need it to help them make the decision to move forward. So that's what this worksheet is for. And we've got some different components here. I'm not going to bore you by walking through every single one because the worksheet does do that. I will say this page is great. It's got these, good headlines and things like that. I would keep these in the colors that you've already been using. So if you have not been using this red color, I would use a color you've been using up to leading up to this point. Make it look and feel very similar. If you can include an image, and not every payment page can, but if you can include an image, if you have a really relationship first scenario with your audience where you're an authority in your topic and they know you, I would get your image in here. If you're a topic first creator, your topic is really more about food, or it's more about animals, or it's more about the hobby, I would think about putting wherever your system will let you do it, putting an image that's going to speak to your person in here. So here's where Pamela just breaks down. Here's a headline. This is this headline that states that transformation. It just lets people know, what are they going to get? What is in this for them? What's going to look different on the other side of going through the offer that you make for them? And that's an offer for a how to knit, or how to, raise a foster kitten, or how to get more people coming to your email list, or whatever it is that you promise. So she walks this down here. I don't think any of these is super, I think these are all very self-explanatory. And if you have questions about any of them, just let me know and we'll unpack them. Here's where we're going to put, remember those testimonials? And we talked about testimonials last week. So same things apply to these testimonials. Specifically, if you've got, like a good number of testimonials, these are going to be your testimonials that reverse risk. So these are things like, this is worth the cost. This does what it says on the tin, this is how I learned how to do the thing I promise how to do. This is always a good message if you've got it. I wish I'd had this earlier. So if I'd learned this, before, my life would have been very different. Something that makes that point. So all really good here. Just something that helps this person trust you and reassure them. The question on the buyer's mind at this point is, I have limited budget. Is this the place I want to put this budget right now? So is it going to be worth the money? And is it going to do what's promised? And can I do this? Even if I think, well, I know other people can do it, but can I do this? A lot of times people just feel maybe uniquely, insecure about this, this project. And then these are, we talked about these again last time. These are those security symbols. And you don't have to have, it doesn't have to be some kind of super rooty kazooty extra thing you're layering in. All of our payment processors have very solid security measures in place. So, you can just include what's standard. Most online transactions are extremely secure. You're not just having them Venmo you money, right? If you are having them Venmo you money, that's not very secure. So that I would get a good shopping cart that can offer them, security, and also if you've got any risk reversal. Okay. And then she just has a checklist for you here, what to include. And again, if there's something you can't include, don't let that stress you out. But you may be able to use some little text area on your payment page that would let you add that in. Okay. So this is, and again, as you put it together, keep it as visually related to the page as is possible. And send that in to me if you want feedback. All right, so I'm going to end this recording here just so we have nice digestible recordings that you can just use in conjunction with these individual worksheets. So I will pick you up on our next resource in just a moment.